from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he is handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. Here's VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
The latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Mr. Trump will be taking office as president January 20th and tweeted on Friday, good move on delay, referring to Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats from Russia. The tweet went on to read, I always knew he was very smart. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions. Iraqis in Mosul face car bombs, airstrikes on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following weeks of calm. Mosul, the last remaining stronghold of Islamic State in Iraq, fell to the terrorist group in 2014. Iraqi push to retake the city began in mid-October. This is VOA News.